to all our good-hearted viewers. It's a blessing to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around our beautiful planet.
Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're in Europe, the Middle East or Northern Africa, it's easy and convenient to tune in to Supreme Master Television via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. Starting this Friday, November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach hundreds of millions of households via 10 additional satellite platforms around the world. In Australia and New Zealand on Optus B3/D2, Africa on Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, Asia on Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America on Galaxy 25, South America on Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa on Eurobird 2. We will also continue to be online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
Today in history, November 13th, has been designated as World Kindness Day by the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation. Created in 1995, the Random Acts of Kindness Foundation seeks to promote the practice of kindness in societies. Thank you, Random Acts of Kindness Foundation, for your meaningful mission. We wish all viewers for a wonderful World Kindness Day. With God's blessings, may kindness continue to prevail in our world.
Just 3 days, this coming Friday, November 16th, Supreme Master Television will go global via 10 additional satellite platforms. Since the beginning of last week, in joyous anticipation of the new launch, we've heard from dignitaries, celebrities and citizens around the world about this historic development. Today, we will hear from the world-renowned activist and speaker, Mr. Howard Lyman.
Mr. Lyman comes from a family that has been working in agriculture for four generations in Montana, USA. He himself farms for nearly 40 years. This included raising animals and growing grain. In keeping with the times, Mr. Lyman changed the small family farm to a large modern-style factory farm.
In 1979, Mr. Lyman became paralyzed from the waist down due to a tumor on his spinal cord. He vowed that after his surgery, he would devote his life to following his inner truth. He sold most of his farm and began defending the rights of farmers, working for Montana Farmers Union and National Farmers Union.
Mr. Lyman came to realize that it was only the vegetarian diet that would solve the problems of farming, respect the God-given lives of animals, and bring us back to optimum health. Now he is a popular speaker, known for his humor and intelligence. He delivers his message of sustainable organic farming of crops for human consumption and compassionate living through following a vegetarian diet. He is author of Mad Cowboy, and he is also the president of Voice for a Viable Future. Supreme Master Television speaks with Mr. Howard Lyman in a telephone interview.
Supreme Master Television broadcasts only positive programs. As you may know, we also have programs on vegetarian cooking as well as animal world, our co-inhabitants, which serve to spread compassionate message to people as well as raise awareness of the sentience of animal friends. Could you share your thoughts on this unique concept of a purely positive television channel, and especially to promote animal welfare.
Well, first thing I'd like to do is congratulate you on going global. I think it's something that is long overdue. We need to focus on the positive aspect of the way we live. It's not about telling somebody what they should not do. It's basically picking out the correct thing to do and feel good about it. And when somebody asks you why you're doing what you're doing, then you have the opportunity of helping them make a change.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we'll be doing that on November 16th. We'll be having 10 additional satellite platforms worldwide that will make us available to hundreds of millions of people all over the globe, from North America to Europe, Asia, Australia, South America, Africa. And we're really glad to be able to do that and bring that message forward. Could you share your thoughts on this momentous event for Supreme Master Television?
It's something that is positive. It's something that is long overdue. And I think that it is one of the greatest accomplishments in my lifetime. And so what I would say to you is congratulations. Keep up the great work. It is the first step on a solution that is good for all of us, the animals, and the planet.
Do you have any thoughts that you want to give to the world about how we should all work to improve it?
Yeah. Do not worry about what someone else should do. Worry about what you can do, because you have total control over that. When you do what is correct, the most important thing you can do is being a billboard for somebody else to see the right thing to do. People pay a lot more attention to what you do than what you say. Be a billboard. Be the beacon for the future.
Thank you, Mr. Lyman, for sharing your life-affirming message with our viewers around the world. May God bless you with further success in your noble work. We wish you many years of health and happiness.
In today's news, 8 countries support the peace process in Mindanao, the Philippines. In environmental news, China opts for clean air. In space news, a Pakistani woman is chosen to be space tourist. In animal welfare news, Aro and Borea teach children about saving polar bears. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Lion News. Around the world, book lovers celebrate as The Birds in My Life by Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to rank number one. That's number one international bestseller for the English version of the general category of all books at Amazon.com. With over 10 million books, Amazon.com is the world's largest online bookstore. The Chinese version of The Dogs in My Life is also number one bestseller on kingstone.com.tw, a major international online bookstore in Formosa. On other international book lists, Supreme Master Ching Hai's 2 books are topping the charts as well. The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life draw readers of all cultural backgrounds and ages to the inner world of our intelligent and lovingly sensitive animal friends. In simple, lively, and even poetic captions paired with candid photographs, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares with readers the touching stories and personalities of each of her beautiful furry and feathered companions to help readers better appreciate their true wondrous nature. And that's what seems to appeal the most to readers, who shared their comments with Supreme Master Television.
I'm really excited about this book, Birds of My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. And it not only speaks to basic animal rights, but the love and compassion between both animal and human. You know, there's been a lot of discussion as to whether animals should receive a basic Bill of Rights. Maybe it was said because they appear to not have emotions, to love, to fear, to express anger. But I also believe that just as God blew into Adam of himself, as written in the book of the Bible, and Adam became a living soul, so has God also blew into the lungs of each and every living animal on this earth. And so that animal has also the love and compassion that God has as well. As displayed and as written in this book, I say kudos to Supreme Master Ching Hai. Well done.
Kem cho, mari nam Rita che. Ne, a birds in my life chopri, chakli ne popat ne vata che. Ne, a chakli ne popat ne che ne, eloko, jarma, ek bija hate, vat kare che, eloko git kare che. Ne, maru pasan che te munni che. E ma pasan che ne, badi pana ma, bo saras, picture parila che.
Yo he disfrutado cada una de las páginas de este libro. En realidad ha sido mi pasaporte a un mundo tan desconocido por mí, del que yo sabía muy, muy poco. Cada página ilustrada con tantos colores tiene una nota que destaca cada una de las características de estos animales. En realidad me ha hecho sentirme muy familiar y llenarme de sensibilidad y respeto hacia ellos. Se los recomiendo.
For more inspiring readers' reviews of Supreme Master Ching Hai's two books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, please visit Amazon.com. Supreme Master Ching Hai's touching books are now available at 400 major bookstores in Formosa and online worldwide at www.amazon.com. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Your books are gifts that awaken our compassion and renew our joy in the companionship of animals. May we all appreciate and respect the sentience and loving hearts of all our co-inhabitants. To celebrate this good news, we've extended a warm invitation to the author, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for a discussion of her books via a live broadcast on Supreme Master Television's global launch date on Friday, November 16th, 2007, at 3 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. Central European Time. Be sure to tune in for this exciting event. This is a personal message from Supreme Master Ching Hai. I would like to thank all involved in making the books beloved by the public. And thank you, all the wonderful readers, for your kind comments on the books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life. May the providence bestow blessing and grace to you all. All the loving animals send you their utmost gratitude and love.
News. A majority of Europeans and Americans favor peace with Iran. A recent poll shows that a large majority of European Union and U.S. citizens are strongly opposed to the idea of military intervention in Iran. Most support a diplomatic approach to the issue of Iran's nuclear program. According to the Harris Interactive Survey, around 50% of the sample population in Europe and 36% in the U.S. believe that diplomacy is the only viable approach to a resolution. In addition, 80-90% of Europeans and 67% of Americans agree on a full pullout in Iraq. Thank you, citizens of Europe and America, for your enlightened, peace-loving views. May God bless the world with peace and friendship between all nations.
Fly-in News. Medical Teams International sends aid to Mexico. When a dam gave way last week after heavy rains in the Mexican state of Tabasco, the city of Villahermosa was flooded with water between 5 to 19 feet deep. In response, Medical Teams International has recruited a group of doctors from the American Pacific Northwest to deliver $680,000 worth of medical supplies donated by the Johnson & Johnson Company. The supplies, including antibiotics, bandages, and pain relievers, will be distributed at shelters housing approximately 78,000 people. Thank you, and God bless Medical Teams International, Johnson & Johnson, and all the doctors and volunteers for the compassionate work you are doing. We pray that the people of Tabasco will rebound quickly to their normal lives. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News, Northern Ireland group putting weapons beyond use. Northern Ireland's Ulster Defence Association announced over the weekend that all military units would stand down effective immediately and that arms would be placed beyond use. During a parade in Belfast, a UDA representative stated, "The Ulster Defence Association believes the war is over and we are in a democratic dispensation that will lead to permanent political stability." Thank you, and God bless Ulster Defence Association for continuing the progress of your nation's peace. May Northern Ireland be blessed with lasting harmony, prosperity, and friendship among all.
Fly-in News. U.S. provides more aid to displaced Iraqis. Since 2006, American humanitarian assistance to Iraqis has increased more than 400% to almost $200 million in 2007. The U.S. government has been the largest single contributor of humanitarian aid to Iraq since 2003. In addition, the U.S. government donated $39 million to the United Nations for the education of 150,000 Iraqi children in Jordan and Syria. Thank you, and God bless the United States for your continued support of the Iraqi people. May Allah bless them with stability, peace, and a speedy return to a normal and happy way of life.
Lion News. UN chief calls for immediate action on global warming. After witnessing the melting of Antarctica's glaciers firsthand, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges immediate political action to address climate change. In an impassioned plea, he stated, "This is an emergency, and for emergency situations, we need emergency action. Galvanizing international action on global warming is one of my main priorities as Secretary General." His trip to Antarctica was the first ever taken by a UN chief. Thank you, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for encouraging world leaders to take immediate action on global climate change. May God bless your efforts with success and our planet with a healthy biosphere.
Fly-in News. Estonia ranks 8th in economic freedom. The Baltic country of Estonia placed 8th out of 141 countries ranked for economic freedom in a survey done by the Cato Institute of Washington, D.C., USA. In making their assessment, the survey's authors considered indicators such as government regulations, banking practice, and legal infrastructure. James Gwartney, one of the report's authors and a professor of economics at Florida State University, says, "Estonia is a country that has seen amazing progress in economic freedom in a relatively short period of time. In 1995, in the index for that particular year, Estonia was something like 70th or 71st, and now it has moved all the way up to 8th. Congratulations, Estonia! May your success inspire leaders around the world to make policies conducive to sustainable economic growth."
Lion News. Thailand, Uruguay, Malaysia, Colombia, and Ghana likely to become top producers of biodiesel fuel. A recent study by American researchers at the University of Wisconsin's Center for Sustainability and the Global Environment found that these countries already produce large amounts of vegetable oil, which can be converted into biodiesel fuel. Matt Johnston, one of the study's authors, said, "A lot of these countries don't have any petroleum resources, and so they're having to import petroleum. At the same time, they're exporting vegetable oil that they could be turning into biodiesel and using domestically. Best wishes to Thailand, Uruguay, Malaysia, Colombia, Ghana, and other countries with strong biodiesel potential. May the clean burning fuel help you to achieve energy independence and sustainable growth.
Fly-in news. Asian Pacific countries join in addressing climate change. 16 Asian Pacific countries are coming together at the East Asian Summit in Singapore on November 21st to discuss ways to prevent global warming. One plan is to expand their combined forest areas by at least 15 million hectares by 2020. Representatives will also discuss energy-saving measures and a new international accord to replace the Kyoto Protocol when it expires in 2012. Thank you, Asian Pacific countries, for your noble cooperation and endeavors to preserve our beautiful planet. May heaven bless our world with a green and clean environment for the benefit of all beings.
Lion News. Internet word game provides rice for those in need. The World Food Program announced that its website called Free Rice now has generated 1 billion grains of rice, enough to feed 50,000 people for one day. The website, freerice.com, presents a word game where each correct answer generates 10 grains of rice that are provided by website sponsors. Josette Charan, the head of the UN's World Food Program, said, "Free Rice really hits home how the web can be harnessed to raise awareness and funds for the world's number one emergency." Thank you, and God bless World Food Program's freerice.com and its sponsors for this bright concept to help the needy. May all in the world be blessed with comfort, security, and peace.
In world news, 8 countries support peace and development in Mindanao, the Philippines. 8 countries have committed $5.35 million to help members of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front rejoin society, constructing new homes, schools, water systems and roads, creating ongoing employment and rebuilding villages are some of the projects planned. Thank you, and heaven bless all countries that are supporting this return to harmony in the Philippines. May the Most High bless all those rejoining families and communities with peace and happiness. Coming up on Supreme Master Television's Noteworthy News, the first Pakistani space tourist is chosen. We'll go visit the roses and we'll come back quick.
Hello, I'm Cock-a-Doodle Danny the Rooster, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Today, I have a very useful cooking tip, especially for those of you who have a busy lifestyle. You may want to explore the wonders of a rice cooker. Besides cooking rice in it, you can use it as an all-in-one cooking pot. Simply stir-fry various vegetables of your choice. It's very convenient because it heats up the food fast, and it's safe to be left unattended as it turns off by itself. Thank you for watching. Now, it's time for the weather from around the world.
In environmental news, Shanghai to clean up air, China's goal to close out all small generators by 2010 is well underway. Shanghai is responding to this and is in the process of building major wind power stations. Furthermore, desulfurization facilities are being installed in the city's remaining 11 power plants. The shutdown of coal-fired generators will save China 14.5 million tons of coal and reduce emissions by 29 million tons a year. This is great news. Thank you, China, for taking such positive steps toward a cleaner and a greener environment. That must be the birds having a splash in the fountain. We'll go say hi to them and be back soon. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Trời đầy con én nhỏ ven sông, qua đêm mưa gió chợt nghe mọi cánh hồng. Lỡ uống một lần rượu tình say ngây ngất, quên mất lối về, quên mất nẻo thiên cung. Lửa tình nung cháy cả con tim, ta đây người đấy lặng im thôi cũng đành. Thổn thức âm thầm lệ tình sao em khóc.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In space news, the first Pakistani woman to become a space tourist is selected. Miss Namira Salim has been chosen to board the Virgin Galactic spaceship scheduled for 2008. Miss Salim is an accomplished sculptor, musician, poet and peace activist. She said, "There is no limit to positive accomplishment." Thank you and heaven bless all those who are working to bring space travel very near to all. May the great Allah's blessings be with you for a wonderful flight, Miss Salim. In animal welfare news, a website for children is designed to help preserve polar bears. World Wildlife Fund, with support from Canon Europe, is hosting a Save a Polar Bear website. This innovative site teaches children about the effects of climate change on polar bears in the Arctic. Two animated polar bear cubs named Oro and Berea will instruct children on how to help to safeguard these beautiful animals in the wild. Many, many thanks, World Wildlife Fund and Canon Europe. May heaven bless your educational efforts so that more and more children are learning how to care for our wonderful planet.
Please join us for some laughter. This joke is told by Supreme Master Ching Hai and is entitled Like Father, Like Son. Mm-hmm.
child came home, you know, and cried his heart out. And his father asked him, what's wrong? What is it? He came home from school. And the child said, the teacher just said, I have to stay in this class one more year. So the father said, but why? Oh, all right. If you are so unintelligent, this is your fault, you shouldn't have to cry about it. And then the child say, no, I think the teacher don't like me. That's why he always tried to give me a very terrible question that I can never answer. So the father say, okay, let me see. So he took his child to the teacher and asked him what is the truth. And the teacher said, no, really, I really tried to help him, but he's so stupid there. I cannot help him. Now, you see, I just asked him something very simple, and then you will know that I am really fair to him, that he really have to stay one more year in this class. So the father said, all right, ask him. So the teacher asked the question, do you know if Abraham Lincoln still alive or dead? And then he just stood there. The teacher said, you see, I have tried my best to help him. So simple a question, and he couldn't answer. So his father said, well, you can't blame him, you know, because our family is very poor, and we don't like newspaper. We don't read every day. We don't know who's dying. Who's Even I don't know myself.
And now for our viewers' hotline. This hotline was sent by Inan from Indonesia.
Dear sirs, I'm so excited to get your channel in my home with my television. How to get that? That I should buy a receiver? Where I can get the receiver near my hometown? Kindly reply my message. Thank you very much. Inan.
Hello, Inan. It's wonderful to hear from you. In Indonesia, and in fact in all of Asia, Supreme Master Television can reach you via four satellite platforms, namely Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. Please contact cable companies in your local area for further information. Happy viewing, and heaven bless your days with peace and joy.
Do you have a hotline today? Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have any comments or would like to share inspirational news from your region of the world, please send to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. May heaven bless you and your loved ones always. See you again soon.